Do you know who your daddy is? He is God Almighty, King of the universe. That's who your daddy is.
Dr. Tony Evans says when we pray to the Lord, we need to remember who's listening.
And when you got that kind of daddy, you can pull rank. You can pull rank over the devil because that is your daddy.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of the Urban Alternative. The disciples saw firsthand the intimacy Jesus had with the Father when he prayed. So it's no surprise that they asked him to teach them how to pray. The Lord's answer is recorded in Matthew chapter 6. Let's join Dr. Evans as he explores it with us today.
How do we make contact with the holy? How do men get in touch with God? Now, we call this the Lord's Prayer. It's not actually the Lord's Prayer, because the Lord could never pray this prayer. It would be impossible for the Lord to pray this prayer. For you see, in the midst of the prayer, it says, "And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors." Or to put it another way, forgive us our sins. Jesus could never pray that prayer, for he was the spotless Lamb of God. It is more accurately the disciples' prayer. It's simply Jesus teaching disciples how to make contact with God. The prayer is split in two. The first half focuses on God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Then it moves to us. Give us daily bread. Forgive us transgressions. Lead us not into temptation. Then it closes with God. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. You want to know how to pray? That's how you pray. It's like a sandwich. You started with God, you ended with God, and you become the meat in the middle. They want to know how to make contact with God. He tells them. Because they saw that prayer was for Jesus much like breathing. They saw that prayer was much like breathing. It was something that Jesus had to have to make it. Mark 1 records the busiest day in the life of Jesus. And it says he got up earliest to pray. He was desperate for contact with the Father. Now, we're looking at this line by line. We are analyzing this prayer so that we will know how to pray. How do you start? Well, here's how you start. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. There's so much here. I told my son what I was going to preach on tonight. He said, "How are you going to get 30 minutes out of that?" I went into it a little bit with him, and he said, "Oh." Can we start off with the word "our"? We could take an hour on "our." Our Father, not my Father. You're not an only child in this family. The Father wants you to know that when you come to him, there are siblings involved. He's our Father, not just your Father. Now that becomes very important because it means that God never relates to you apart from others. You're not an isolated kid in this family. I am not. We are interconnected with our brothers and our sisters. Now that's very important. If you're a parent, you know it's important because you know what it is to buy a toy for your three children. And this one gets this toy, this one gets this toy, this one gets that toy. They all have their toys, but nobody wants to share. You have to insist that while I gave it to you and while you bear primary responsibility, this is a family, folks. Which simply means this in your praying. Your daddy, when you go to him, wants to not only know what you want him to do to you, but what you're also willing for him to do through you so that the siblings benefit. Because he's our Father. He is the father of a family. He is the father of a group of people. You can't be selfish in prayer. There's another factor you need to know. Only believers can pray. He's not everybody's father. Jesus said in John chapter 8 to the leaders of his day, "You are of your father, the devil." And while there is the understanding that God is the creator of all men, he is not the daddy of all men. To become a son of God, you must be born again. John 1:12, "As many as received him, he gave them power to become children of God." If you deny the Son, you can't have the Papa. He is the father of believers. Because Jesus Christ, the Savior, is the only one who can grant you access to the Father. Many of us have access codes. We have alarm codes on our house. I don't indiscriminately hand out that code. But I tell you who has it. My children. Because they have access to their father's house. Not only does our mean that we're tied to a family, not only does it mean it's only for believers, but it means that we get to join Jesus in prayer because he's our father. Jesus included himself. In fact, he says in John chapter 20, verse 17, "I am going to my father and yours," our father. And he is as in love with you as he is with me, because we're both his offspring. Uniquely different, yet still recognize him as father. So our. You know what else that means? You have equal access, as I do. He doesn't have favorite kids. If you're in the family, you bear the name. And so you have the access to the same Papa. Our Father. Father. He said, when you pray, pray this way. Pray like this, in accordance with this pattern. When you pray, you are not simply going to God, you're going to Daddy. You're going to your Father. This was a new concept for the readers of the Old Testament in Jesus' day, because you didn't approach God as Father. He was the great, awesome, transcendent ones. In fact, they wouldn't even pronounce his full name lest they mess it up, because he was way out there. They didn't understand his desire is to be Father. Now, this can be a difficult concept in a world where people grow up without fathers. Or where they grow up with bad dads, then father may not mean very much. But Jesus says that prayer is an opportunity to connect with dad, because it's a family issue. The fact that Jesus, or that God, is our father changes prayer. The whole dynamic, there is not this, "Oh God," and speaking in such heavenly language that even he doesn't know what you mean. When you have a father, I mean a real father, somebody who loves you and cares for you and looks out for you and protects you and disciplines you, you have, number one, somebody you can trust. You know why? Because when you have a real father, your welfare is always on his mind. If he's a real father, you can trust him. In fact, you can trust his heart even when you can't figure out his hand. There are many times when my father did things I didn't understand, but I trusted my father. And when I didn't understand his hand, because I could trust his heart, I always knew my interests were part of the calculation. I know that God is difficult to understand. I know the things that he allows, the things that he causes, the delayed and answered prayer. When you know he has all of this power, all of this strength, all of this glory, can be difficult to cogitate. I understand that. But when you don't understand his hand, remember his heart. He's Father. And not only is he Father, he's a perfect Father.
Well, Dr. Evans will come back with even more words of encouragement in just a moment. First, though, I want to tell you about his latest book called Praying Through the Names of God. When you learn the deep meaning behind the many names of God mentioned in the Bible, you'll find out that there's a name for any situation in which you find yourself. You'll make discoveries about the Lord's character and capacity that'll connect you with his peace and power. Praying Through the Names of God provides over 300 specific prayers based on over 80 different names of God and gives you room to journal your own thoughts and prayer requests as well. Praying Through the Names of God is brand new, and it's available now at TonyEvans.org. Or call our 24-hour resource request line at 1-800-800-3222, where someone is standing by day and night to help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. Well, let's get back to our teaching time now. Here's Dr. Evans.
Jesus talked to them later on in this chapter about worrying. He said, don't worry. Did you know it's a sin to worry? It's a sin to worry. I know some of you think, I'm not worried, I'm just concerned. Well, look, if it's keeping you up at night, you're worried. If it's bringing you bad health, you're worried. If it's depressing you continuously, you're worried. He says in verse 31 of the same chapter, don't be anxious, worried, saying, well, what am I going to eat? That is, how am I going to make it? What am I going to drink? With what will I be clothed? How am I going to make it? He said, don't do that. Why shouldn't I do it? He says, because you're not like the folks who aren't kids. Verse 32, all these things the Gentiles eagerly seek. They have to break their necks to worry about it because they don't have daddy. For your, watch this, heavenly Father. Now I'm going to talk about that in a moment. Not your father, your heavenly Father. Knows that you have need of all of these things. Seek ye first his kingdom and righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Do not be anxious for tomorrow. He says, don't worry because you know daddy. When is the last time you've seen a worried bird? Anybody ever seen a bird sweat? Anybody ever see a bird with high blood pressure? Anybody ever see a bird with nerves trembling? No. You know, birds just know. When they get up tomorrow, they're going to get something to eat. There's going to be a worm somewhere. They just know there's going to be a worm somewhere. And Jesus says, now, if God knows the sparrows that are cheap, he says, they're cheap, 2 for a penny. Aren't you not more valuable than they? We're talking about your daddy here. You're talking about your daddy. It means you don't have to worry. It means you don't have to be afraid. It means in the most difficult hour, in the moments that you don't understand, as painful as those moments are, in an act of faith, you have to say about daddy, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. He's daddy. But if he's daddy, it means he's in charge. Men like to go around saying, I'm the head of the home. Right? I'm daddy. If he's daddy, that means he makes the final decisions. Yes, we can make our plea, daddy, I want this, daddy, I want that. But because daddy's dealing with the whole family, sometimes he'll say yes, sometimes he'll say no, because he has prerogative of fatherhood. Even a good father takes that prerogative. Even a good father says no. Even a good father says not now. Even a good father says, wait. He's a father. If he's a father, he disciplines, doesn't he? Hebrews 12 says, whom the Lord loveth, he spanketh. He skinneth alive. Because he's father. And fathers discipline. They don't spank the neighbor's kids. They spank their own. He says, and if the Lord does not spank you, it's because you're none of his. He's not your father. So it means discipline. It also means protection if he's father. If he's father, he's going to cover you and he's going to go to the nth degree to seek your welfare. Let me give you one other benefit of father, that he is our father. You know what that means? That means availability. My kids can always get through to me. The busiest times and the busiest of meetings, they have a number because I'm father. They can get through to me. I've said to my assistant, whenever the family calls, put them through. May not be able to talk to them long, may have to tell them, I call them back. But I wanted them to know that pastor cannot get in the way of being a father. Let me tell you some good news. Being God of the universe doesn't get in the way of him being father. And even though he's got millions and millions and millions of kids that he must govern, he's still daddy. And you can get through. Our father. I think that's enough for that phrase. Which art in heaven? Which art in heaven? He's not only father, he's the heavenly father. That is, he's not an earthly father. He's a father whose throne is in heaven. To put it another way, heaven is his headquarters. It is where he operates his fathering from. Now, every father, how many fathers do we have here this evening? There you have your father. A lot of fathers. Now, if your wife is sitting next to you, help me, ladies. What's the favorite place for a father to be? Well, how about in the den looking at television? All right. It could be in the bed looking at television. It could work that way. What fathers like to do is run the whole house from that one chair. Tell the truth, shame the devil. Is that right? They want to run the whole house. Now, I can't personally identify with it, but I've heard that this is the case. Want to run the whole house. Well, fathers, actually, I have some good news for y'all out there. And the good news is that they now have a piece of electronic equipment that allows you to control your whole house from the Lazy Boy. From the Lazy Boy recliner, you can run your whole world. If you want to make sure the doors are locked, you just push the button. And it'll lock the doors, turn off the light, turn off the television, turn on the television. It will turn on the appliances. It will run the whole house. Whatever your wife wants you to do, you just pick up the remote. And without ever leaving your throne in the den, you can run the whole house. Guess what God does? He runs the whole universe from his chair. From where he sits in heaven, he is able to manage all the affairs of all the children who make up his house. Now, why do you need to know that he is your father located in heaven? Why do you need to know? Because that means he is not subject to the limitations of earth. That's why. That's why it's important. It's important as we pray for our sisters and our brother who is ill, for them to know that earth does not have the final say-so. All of us knows what it is to go to our earthly fathers who could not help us. Even if they wanted to help us, even if they tried to help us, because they had the limitations of earth. But we have a father who is in heaven. He is not limited to earth. That's a different kind of daddy. Jesus says, when you pray, say daddy. In Revelation 8, it says, and another angel, verse 3, came and stood at the altar holding a golden censer, and much incense was given to him that he might add to the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne, and the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saint went up before God out of the angel's hands. When we pray to our Father, it is delivered before the throne in heaven. That's why Jesus would pray. He knew who the Father was. Our Father, who art in heaven. Here it is. Hallowed be thy name. This is where we close. Hallowed be thy name. Because of who our daddy is, hallowed be thy name. Jesus prayed because he always wanted to see what heaven was up to, because that let him know how he was to function on earth. He always wanted to be in touch with up there, since up there ruled down here. The disciples saw that and they said, would you teach us to do that? Would you teach us to connect up there so that we know how to make it in the mess down here? Prayer helps you to make it in the mess of earth because it gives you the direction of heaven. Our God and our Father is awesome, which means nothing else is. He is in a class by himself.
Well, Dr. Evans will come back in a moment with a lesson he learned from his granddaughter about being a child of the King. First, though, I want to let you know that we have a great follow-up resource to help you dig deeper into the subject we've been studying, a 7-lesson study called The Power of Prayer. It'll teach you how your prayers can become more passionate and productive and help you discover the authority God gives us when we bring our requests to Him. If you contact us right away, we'd like to send you a copy of The Power of Prayer in appreciation for your contribution of any amount toward our ministry. This offer is only available for a limited time, so be sure to contact us right away at tonyevans.org to make the arrangements. And while you're there, don't forget to check out the brand new book by Dr. Evans that I mentioned earlier, Praying Through the Names of God. Again, that's tonyevans.org. Or call our 24-hour resource request line at 1-800-800-3222. Staff members are standing by 24/7 to help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. Well, tomorrow, Dr. Evans will pick up where he left off in his look at the Lord's Prayer. Right now, though, he's back with this final story.
You and I have been adopted into another family, a spiritual family that operates in a heavenly sphere. You and I need to know that. You need to know that he operates from a throne, our Father. See, it makes a difference if your father is the governor. It makes a difference if your father is the president. And this came home to me here recently with my granddaughter, Crystal's daughter, Karis, was being corrected for something, I don't even know what it was, she was doing over in the Family Life Center. She was doing something she should have been doing, and someone was correcting her. No, Karis. To which Karis responded, do you know who my father is? Or Poppy is what she called. Do you know who my Poppy is? Now this is, I guess then, six years old or 7 years. Do you know who my Poppy is? He is the pastor. Pulling rank. Do you know who your daddy is? He is God Almighty. King of the universe. That's who your daddy is. That's your daddy. And when you got that kind of daddy, you can pull rank. You can pull rank over the devil. You can pull rank over people. You can pull rank over problems. You can pull rank over situations, because that is your daddy. Because he is in heaven. And Daniel chapter 4 says, heaven rules earth.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative, restoring hope, transforming lives.